The views expressed by volunteer on-air hosts do not represent or reflect the views of WGXC. WGXC is nonpartisan and does not endorse or support political candidates. To participate in WGXC's on-air dialogue, call 518-828-0290 or email info@wgxc.org.
Hello, world. This is Bill Lawrence, and you're listening to the radio show The World According to Lawrence. My name is Bill Lawrence. I'm here with you on a Tuesday, April 15th at 10 o'clock in the morning. And it's been sort of a strange beginning of spring for me, so I'm going to call this particular show, the theme is going to be Take It Easy April, okay? Because colleague and I, Deborah Kamica, have been through a pretty rough beginning of the spring, whether it's been because I've had the flu for about 10 days or that she's been going through a lot of work-related stress, which we all do once in a while in our jobs. I just thought today we'd take it easy and we're going to listen to some appropriate music and a little bit of conversation between the two of us. We want to welcome you to our radio station WGXC. 90.7 FM on your radio station, and hope that you continue to listen, not only for this hour, but for the rest of the week as the show or the shows go on for 24/7, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So with that, I just want to give you some background on myself. I'm a resident of Greene County. I live in the town of Cairo, and the show is sort of geared towards Greene County residents. However, those of you that live in Columbia County or elsewhere are certainly welcome to listen and give us your input. If you have concerns or questions, you can email me and Deb at wblawrence65@gmail.com. We're always willing to listen to constructive criticism and or comments that you may have about the show. And certainly we respond to everything that we do get. But like I said, I'm a Greene County resident. I've lived in the county for over 40 years, and basically, I'm a Greene County legislator. I retired from teaching about 10 years ago, and so I've been taking up my free time with politics, which I do love, and which sometimes are aired on this show in one way or another, through music or through comment. And I'm here with Deborah Kamica. She's the director of the Cairo Public Library. And Deb, hello. How are you today?
I'm doing okay.
And Deb is
a little bit under the weather too, so.
Yeah, it's been that kind of spring where sort of the change in the weather has sort of changed my poor little body, which is older and a little bit easier to or susceptible to disease these days. But basically, I'm feeling better. I'm looking forward to spring, warmer weather. Certainly, I'm tired of the cold winter. So is my my fuel budget. That's tired of the cold weather too. I've spent more than my share on keeping my house warm and myself warm. And of course, electricity bills have gone up. I think if you got your bill for the last 2 months, you probably saw a doubling of the cost for reasons that still escape me in terms of logic, but I assume the electric company knows what they're doing. I don't know. What about you?
You know, I haven't noticed that. I live in a house that's totally electric.
Uh-oh.
It was built in the late 1950s, and my heat, my stove, my washer dryer, everything is electric. But I'm on this budget plan where I pay the same amount amount of money each month, and then at the end there's a reconciliation. Generally, they end up having to give me money back because I'm really hot all summer and cold all winter. I keep everything down really low, but I'll have to start paying attention and see if I notice any.
Let me make a prediction. Don't expect any money back this year.
Okay.
Because,
well,
the electrical costs have gone sky high for the last couple of months. There's been a lot of news stories printed about it, and I looked at my own bill, my normal bill is a certain amount. It's actually doubled for the for the winter months.
Okay, well, that's pretty scary since, as I said, my whole house is electric. So, but somebody came to me recently, and one of my cousins, hello, Gina, out there, and she's somehow involved with some kind of alternate electric company. And she said she's paying like about a quarter of what she used to pay with electric. So I don't know. Maybe it's worth it to look into some of these alternative energy companies that are out there that are providing electric.
Yeah, we did get a call from a solar panel company. Wanted to know if you were interested in solar panels. But
yeah, no, this was actually an electric company. So nothing changed.
Was it a distribution difference?
Apparently some sort of but the prices were less. So I don't know if it's one of those things where it's really cheap the first 3 months.
Right,
and
they grab
then goes,
you.
Yeah, they get you. And then something about if she if she's able to get other people to join this.
I think they call that a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Then somehow she actually gets paid or something. Made me think about pyramid. But
you bring in members and they get a discount because they brought in members.
Exactly.
Sort of like the old Amway soap sales, right?
What I was thinking, but, you know, I'll check in with Gina in a couple months and we'll keep you posted on that.
But I know this is the first year I always have budget. I always have prepay my fuel bill for my fuel oil, and this is the first year I've actually used it all up and had to pay additional.
I've heard other people say that as well. It was a really long, particularly cold, brutal winter, so I think we're all happy that
spring is here.
Spring
summer's coming.
Is here, though. You know, I don't get the 70 one day and 50 the next. You know, what's up? I think that's why people are getting sick. Your body can't adjust to that.
You don't
kind
dress
of extreme.
For it.
Yeah. And then who knows, you know.
And then you've been inside all winter trying to stay warm. You go outside, a little bit of a chill or a rain. And it's been a lot of rain, too, lately. Well, in any case, we're going to start off our Take It
Easy. We're
going to
stop complaining.
Yeah, we'll stop complaining. Looking at the renewal here, I mean, we have Easter coming up Sunday, and of course, the weather is getting warmer, so we're going to try to be a little bit more laid back, relax, enjoy the warmer weather for the next few months, and hopefully our luck will turn for the better next winter. But here's for you guys who like the rain.
We got it.
Okay, that was Anya and A Day Without Rain. Of course, that would be something we haven't seen in the past few weeks. A lot of rain, a lot of cold weather. However, spring has sprung. It's about a month old now. It's getting its feet under it, and hopefully we will all see some nice changes, some green grass, flowers growing. I do have some flowers growing in my yard. I was surprised to see them. They're coming out. As long as they don't get another chill, another freezing day, which I think may happen tomorrow, as I understand. It's going to be real cold tomorrow night. So with that in mind, we're going to try to push ahead in a good frame of mind. Let's stay in a good frame of mind and try to forget about the worries of the winter. Been a strange year, of course. A lot of turmoil going on in the world. Thank goodness we have 7.1 million signed up for Obamacare. They're going to be safe, at least.
Yeah, well, that leaves, what, another 30 million to go or something?
39 but. Million more that still have to worry about it. And all those that lost their insurance because of certain stories that were told about the coverage. And I don't think it's over with, not by a long shot. I think this November is going to be a real referendum on that particular concept.
Hey, Bill, you know, before the song, we were talking about energy and, you know, the even now, tonight and, you know, last few evenings, I've had to put the heat up a little bit. So, you know, we're still running my electric heat. But did you hear about the baby in Pakistan that was charged with attempted murder, 9-month-old? Apparently, some police went into this neighborhood where there were households who were behind in paying the gas bill, they were shutting off the gas, and a little bit of a protest from some of the people in the neighborhood, and apparently there were some stones thrown, and so this baby, assume they didn't actually say threw a stone as well, because the baby was charged with attempted murder and was actually taken to court and fingerprinted. The charges were and, you know, subsequently dropped because there was such an outcry about that. But you know, talking about last month, we were talking about wacky news, and this is, I think, particularly wacky. I mean, honestly, a police officer with a gun, you know, on the one side, and little baby with the pacifier and a stone on the other, did they honestly feel like their lives were in danger from this 9-month-old baby?
Maybe the baby was resisting arrest.
There you go.
I mean, where was this? This was Pakistan, you said?
Pakistan.
Wow, I guess they really have some strange...
Some threatening children, you know.
Yeah. Either the children are very threatening or the adults are very dumb, one or the other. But how do you fingerprint a baby? I think that'd be kind of hard to do.
I don't know. Apparently, they made the baby cry when they did it. So,
but that is, it's a situation, like I said, that's a little strange in the world these days. Pakistan's among many countries that are having their toils and troubles, which are growing by the day as people sort of get used to a new world here. However, I would say, babies aside, energy costs can lead people to go and do some crazy things. So whether it's high fuel prices or lack of fuel, which is, you know, the Russian Crimea situation, right, Deb? The Russians took over the Crimea. A lot of countries in Europe don't want to do anything about it because Russia is a major supplier of their propane fuel, which, you know, when it comes to staying warm, it's going to be a choice between just sometimes doing what's right and getting that fuel oil or fuel, which you need to stay warm.
However, we don't advocate throwing stones.
No, we do not.
But come on.
If you're going to throw, the pen is mightier than a sword and the pen is mightier than a stone. So if you've got concerns, complaints, write about them to your congressman, to your assemblyman, to your senator. Let them know your feelings. Don't skip that particular phase before you do anything more drastic.
You know, I like that. I like that solution. On both international and a national level as well as a local level. If you have some complaint, talk about it. Bring it out. Talk about it. Put it on the table and seek some kind of a resolution. Of course, that's simplistic you know, with Russia, but...
Yeah. As a politician myself, I believe firmly in the fact that people have the right to complain to their representatives about anything. And sometimes you get a solution worked out, sometimes you don't, but at least you get it off your chest, and they are aware of the fact that you are discontent. And believe me, especially the way politics are in Washington, D.C., a lot of bills come forward. Those guys are living a shell. They don't know what it's like sometimes to live on the outside in the real world. And unless you let them know how you feel, you're not going to get anything to change.
Hey, did you hear where there was some congressman, I think they're still sitting on that bill, right, to increase the minimum wage from $7.25 to $10. But in the midst of all this, some congressman wanted to pass a bill that would give the people in Congress a daily stipend.
He's leaving Congress.
Yeah, so there you go. But you know,
he didn't think congressmen got paid enough.
You know, yeah. So congressmen get paid what $175,000 a year, but they need the raise. Apparently, according to some.
And it's hard to live on that salary.
That's right. I don't know.
And he was looking for a daily stipend to help with the food and lodging and travel, I guess.
Hey, but you know, they're making less than anesthesiologists who apparently, according to some report by the Department of Labor, are the highest salaried earners in the United States. Anesthesiologists, more than surgeons.
Make a choice. Who would I rather have, an anesthesiologist or a congressman? Hmm, think about that. I mean, one takes away the pain, the other causes it. So I think I'll go with the anesthesiologist. Anyway, speaking of keeping warm and fire, here's a little song for you to get warmer on Tuesday, April 15th on WGXC 90.7 FM on your radio dial. And maybe not. Here we go. I don't know. I'm having trouble with the equipment here today. Of course, I'm trying to take it easy, April. And no, the equipment doesn't want to go along with me.
Well, this might be a good time for me to actually do a disclaimer, too. What do you think?
Go ahead. Yeah,
wanted to point out that I am on the WGXC Advisory Council and would like to invite feedback on this program and other programs. And also, we do need additional programmers. So if you are interested in doing that, please go to the WGXC site and fill out a program application and get yourself on the air.
All right. We're going to try to get this on the air. I guess not. All right, I'm going to try a different venue here. Let me try this one.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills. Met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
Okay, that was A Horse with No Name, and of course, I think it was not the song I had intended to play. However, due to the fact that the equipment is being uncooperative today, I had to play another one instead. And Deb and I were just talking about the fact that horse is, of course, a horse, of course, right? Horse is, of course, another name for heroin, which seems to be making a popular comeback in society today. And you were mentioning something else, Deb, another problem that... Do you have drugs?
Yeah, there's an article in the April 21st issue of Time magazine that's saying that actually there's a more complicated drug problem today than cocaine or heroin, partially because it's also cheap, like heroin is today, but it's also legal. So it has street names like K2, and it's sold in shops alongside of potpourri and incense. It's some kind of synthetic cannabinoid that gets sprayed on a leafy plant. I think marshmallow leaf was one of the ones that was mentioned. And it looks in, and apparently you can smoke it just like pot. And because of its ready availability, more and more teenagers are starting to use it. And unfortunately, it has some additional side effects, you know, not just the red eyes, but seizures and kidney failure among them. And evidently, it's becoming quite an issue. There's synthetic cocaine and meth now, too, and... complicates the whole drug problem.
And I think it's always going to be a problem one way or another. I think it's why, as we take a look at Take It Easy April here, you don't want to take and ignore the problems that do face us as a society, as a family, or as a parent especially. Make sure that you keep your eyes on what your kids are doing, who they're associating with, and what they're doing on Facebook and other social media, because believe me, there's a lot of temptation out there.
But haven't there been celebrities of late, who have been caught, some Facebook or Instagram or something, where they're shown smoking something in a bong and they're like, oh, no, it's not pot, it's legal. So I'm wondering if it's one of these synthetic cannabinoids that we were just talking about. And how that may be, it's giving the message that... to your average teen and young person that, hey, you know, even the celebrities are doing it. It's legal. It's cheap. It must be okay. And it's really not. You're really taking your life into your hands when you do this stuff.
Yeah, role models. We need some good ones out there, and hopefully you're a good role model. And of course, the media, the Hollywood, and actors and actresses are certainly not always the best role models when it comes to showing the way that one should lead their lives.
Hey, don't they make more than anesthesiologists?
Oh, I'm sure they
I guess
do.
They don't. I guess maybe they're not counted as being on salary, so they weren't included in Department of Labor statistics.
Yeah, what's what annoys me about these Hollywood actors and actresses, they are in the top 1%, and yet they claim to be opposed to that particular situation. So I guess that's it's nice to have it both ways. Anyway, maybe enough about drugs, so let's deal with...
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night. Touch the sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispered the sounds of silence.
Okay, that was The Sounds of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel, of course. And when it comes to your kids, drugs, and or complaints about your government, do not be silent. Speak up, stand up, and of course, speak out about things that you're concerned about as a citizen of this society. And it doesn't take all that much trouble. A phone call, a email, or a text, or a letter. I always like letters myself. They tend to have more weight when it comes to political personalities. All right, in any case... we were talking about laid-back April, take it easy April, and we're looking to enjoy the summer that's coming up, hopefully very soon. Just want to remind everybody to today, it's about 10:30 today, it's on April 15th, and we have, of course, taxes due today. I hope everybody remembered that, because today is the deadline by midnight. You have to have your tax forms and your payment in the mail, or have your taxes filed and your refund back to you, hopefully soon. But April 15th is the day that they are due. You can always ask for an extension, but you've got to do that by today. So yeah. We have a lot going on today, which many people tend to put off to the last minute. I know I stopped doing that because I'd always get concerned about not getting them in on time. So I always do mine as early as possible, as soon as my W-2s come in the mail. I don't know what your situation, Deb. Do you pay your taxes?
I do. And I, like you, used to wait until the last minute. And, I'm trying to get better. Not that I do it as quickly as you do, but generally by early March, I'm pulling everything together. And
Do you do it by those programs you buy?
No, I actually, it's weird because when I was doing a lot of freelance work, when I had to do additional paperwork, I always did it myself. And now that I'm, get a regular paycheck, I actually have somebody else do it. The laws change every year, things change. Might be just laziness.
Well, no, actually,
I don't know. And, my taxes don't amount to, they're not that complicated. So I probably could use one of those programs. I know my daughter and her husband do it online, and, they don't seem to have any problems, but I'd just as soon have somebody else do it.
Well, the United States has the most complicated tax code in the world. I mean, it is very, very complicated. You cannot take a chance with it because, even a few years later, they can call you up on taxes you didn't pay.
Oh, absolutely. Years back when, when I was doing freelance work and working as a newspaper reporter, twice in 2 years, I got notification from the IRS that they had no proof that I had a daughter, and I had to prove that, or I don't know. They were threatening me in some way, and now this is after having counted my daughter for 7-8 years, and all of a sudden they were questioning her actually being there. So I sent them birth certificate, social security card, the first year, and I thought, okay, so it's maybe some automatic thing, some glitch. And then the next year they did the exact same thing. So that time I sent them in a photograph, and I said, here she is.
Well, was it from a photograph you got from those frames you buy like in Walmart?
I don't remember. Oh. This is going back quite a while, but, I wrote them a letter, and I said, why,
Usually Social Security numbers cover that, so.
Yeah, I don't understand, why my really little bit of income that I was making at that time, why they would have thought that there was somehow I was hiding money, or that I had, this imaginary child, that they hadn't, picked up on before, and who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know why they would.
Well, we're going to play a little song here, Deb, for those that are paying their taxes today or who have paid it in a very recent past and who are hoping for the best outcome. Here we go. This is something this is one of the things we depend on.
My boyfriend's
wait a minute, Mr. Postman, make sure your taxes are postmarked today. Remember, you can't just drop it into a mail container and hope for the best. Make sure that the post office stamps it paid or stamps it for today's date. That's April 15th, 2014, right here on WGXC.
Now, I think some post offices actually stay open late, don't they?
Yeah, a lot of them will
stay
open to midnight,
late tonight,
right?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah. So check with your local post office if you're really running at the last minute to get that postmark for April 15th.
Yeah, we don't want to see any of you being audited. It's not a very pleasant experience, okay? All right, so we're going to continue now. Of course, the spring has sprung. Like I said, it's about a month old now, and the better days are coming, although we've had an interesting spring so far since the beginning of January. Deb and I have tried to put some themes to our shows. If you've got an idea of things you would like to have discussed or music played, don't forget so you can send an email to wblawrence65@gmail.com. And we will take your comments into consideration for everything we do here on the air. If you're not particularly happy with losing The Economist today, because that's what plays when we're not here, then, of course, you may have to look at other venues for this particular hour. However, we're looking to promote Greene and Columbia counties, and anybody who's out there with a good idea can talk to the station and maybe they can become part of the airwaves programming that we are part of right now. So don't be afraid to, contact the station or look on the website, which is wgxc.org, and take a look at what goes on. There's quite a variety of shows and people that participate on WGXC 90.7 FM. Deb, you're an advisory council member. I mean, is that the best way of getting noticed?
Yeah, I whatever, there's email, there's the phone number, everything's available on the website, the program applications, if you want to send it in, if you want to call the station and talk to someone, you certainly can do that.
All right, so we're going to play a little song by Bruce Springsteen. Maybe for me, that my best days are over. Debbie, I think hers are just starting. Maybe yours are going to be better than they were, or hopefully they won't be worse than they were. But for those of you that are in a reminiscence and reminiscing about your past, here's Bruce Springsteen.
Make you love like a fool.
Okay, that was Glory Days by Bruce Springsteen, and I think we've all had our own glory days, and sometimes we look back on them fondly, sometimes not so fondly, depends on exactly what happened. But I thought I'd interject a little bit of politics here. Of course, end of March was the end of the sign-up period for Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, which, according to Kathleen Sebelius, who has now resigned, said that they would need at least 7 million to sign up. And I guess the numbers that the president came out and touted in the Rose Garden was 7.1 million, which is fine. I mean, I'm glad people can sign up and afford those particular plans. I've not heard too many good comments about the size of the deductible, the size of the premium, and the lack of coverage, especially doctors and or medical facilities that are covered by these plans. But they've signed up. Maybe they have no other choice, of course. And the president was very, very proud of that. Now, Kathleen Sebelius, who was the Health and Human Services Secretary, did resign because she said that she was going to go on to new, bigger and better things. However, I think the president was just trying to make sure that the numbers were correct before he let her go. And she was probably the most incompetent secretary I've ever seen in the White House over the last 6 years. She just could not get anything right. I know, Deb, you got the health insurance through Obamacare?
No, I don't. But I read something recently that I guess in a way it's good news for people in New York State. Apparently, we have one of the lowest payments for Obamacare of any state, which is weird being as we're in New York, and that's not usually the case. But we evidently are paying half of what people are paying in other states, and that all sounds so weird to me because I don't know how all of this is equalized and how these numbers are being how they're coming up with the figures. I feel pretty ignorant about Obamacare, but
yeah, I think the exchanges, the one in New York State is much lower cost per plan than any other state, which is good for New York State, which I think had a lot of health plans to begin with, whether it was the ones that were started under George Pataki, where you could, the family health plans, you could sign up, get it pretty much reduced premiums on insurance and or prescriptions. And I think the trouble I have with Obamacare is not the fact that people need coverage, which I certainly would promote. However, it's the fact that the federal government has taken over that entire sector and making us and forcing us to take plans that we may not especially like. The lie, which I think is still reverberating in the White House, is that if you like your plan, you can keep it, was never true. And for those of us that are on group plans, whether it's through work or through other agencies, it's going to be affected in another year or so, and they're going to be decimated just like the individual plans were in the last year. So I think there's a big problem with the fact that the government tried to take on a big part of the economy for which they had no real good vision as to how it should be done, except for the fact that everybody would get health insurance, which is still not true. A lot of people still don't have it.
Well, I don't understand either. How is it saving money by forcing you, Bill, to, be covered for birth control pills?
It doesn't. I mean,
I don't get it.
How it saves money is for somebody else who needs them, because I will pay my share for birth control, although I will never use it, where somebody else who needs birth control may have to be subsidized to get that particular part of the plan. So I think that's where the savings comes in. It's not necessarily savings for everybody. It's a savings for certain select groups. And I believe the total cost of health insurance is not going to come down all that drastically, if it does come down at all, because of the fact that the insurance companies are going to have to cover you under 10 particular points of coverage. And those 10 points have to be covered whether or not you ever use the service, because there's a likelihood you might use it. And I guess that's what insurance is all about. However, I'd rather have free will when it comes to what I want to cover me, my family, and my particular health problems.
Yeah, well, something certainly needed to be done with health care in this country. I'm not sure Obamacare is the answer.
I think when it comes to what was needed, there are 46 million that were uninsured. Let's deal with them strictly by themselves. Let's not involve everybody else.
That would have been maybe a good place to start.
Well, in any case, it's not over. The November elections are going to be a real referendum on this, and I think it's going to hurt those Democrats that did vote for the plan without actually reading it. And I think it's going to be a real sweep for the Republicans or conservatives in this nation. And I think our president is going to be sitting back for the next 2 years wondering how he's going to get anything done. Although I'm not sure he got anything done to begin with. In any case, this is for our president. Yes, I am the great pretender. I mean, that is my take on our president. And, of course, I know yours may be different. However, that's why we play that disclaimer at the beginning of the show, because my views may be a little bit different than those who listen. However, I am always willing to listen to your opinion, and you can give it to me on wblawrence65@gmail.com, if you like. Or you can send it through the radio station itself. And again, if you'd like to put on your own show and put your own beliefs on the air, you're more than welcome to try to apply for a job as a programmer here on WGXC, right?
Dan? Yeah, please do. And then I think I forgot to give the phone number before, which is 828-0240.
Yeah, so you can give the radio station a call. We have some nice staff that will help you out in your quest to become maybe a programmer or part of the radio station. The radio station is unique. It's localized for two counties, Columbia and Greene County. The programmers on the air, like myself and Deb, are unpaid. We do it on a volunteer basis. The radio station does have staff, and of course, they're always looking for people to help out with volunteer activities. And if you want to donate, and you like the fact that we have a very unique radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM, then you can donate as well through the internet or through a phone call or through mail. Let us, you know, if you've got some extra spare change and money and you want to see the radio station stay on the air, then that would help if you sent some money their way.
Yeah, and, Bill, I'm sorry. I'm just going to interrupt for 1 second. I think I said 0240. It's actually 828-0290, so I apologize for that. And I would like to say that WGXC is a non-profit radio station.
Non-profit, that's right. I know we're not making any profit, that's for sure. In any case, we are coming to the end of our show, and We call this, take it easy April, because we're trying to relax before the big summer push. Of course, when the summer comes, you've got to go on trips, holidays. You got to plant your garden, mow your lawn. You got to get your children. They'll be home now for the next 2 months. You know that, right? So you got to get ready for that. School is going to be closing in about 6 or 8 weeks, and graduations will take place, and all kinds of events start to occur over the time that the warmer weather sets in here during April and May. But whatever you have in mind, we want to make sure that you know that we appreciate the fact that you do listen. We appreciate the fact that you're part of our WGXC family, and for that, we're going to play a song that Deb and I picked out for those of you in the audience out there. Whether or not you agree with us politically, we still think that the people in green in Columbia counties are the best anywhere, and certainly unique in terms of the way they live their lives. So this is for all those people out there, from Tina Turner. Okay, we're going to start to close out the show in about another minute or so. We do think you are the best, and we want you to continue listening to the radio station. Again, if you got comments or concerns or criticisms, wblawrence65@gmail.com for emails to either Deb or I. With that, we hope you have a great week. Don't forget to pay those taxes.